A particularly fun part of the day was teaching Morse code to some of the teens, with many of them learning to spell their names in code, which was a big hit. Also demonstrated was HF, high-frequency radio, giving everyone a taste of long-term distance communication and showing how ham radio can connect people across continents. The teens were also introduced to the concept of Parks on the Air POTA and Summits on the Air SOTA, activities that combine outdoor adventure with radio operation. Several parents and teens eagerly picked up 2-meter handheld transceivers, ready to try their hands at local communication. Several amateur radio operators manned the local repeaters, allowing the teens to experience the thrill of making contact with operators from nearby communities. For more information, contact the Granite State Amateur Radio Association. Scouts and Amateur Radio will join together May 3, 2025, to celebrate 100 years at the Camp Lazarus Centennial Celebration. Camp Lazarus, located just north of Delaware, Ohio, was deeded to the Boy Scouts in 1925 and has been home to many Simon Kenton Council programs. As a cooperative effort between Simon Kenton Scouts, Delaware and Franklin County, Ohio, the amateur radio groups, including Franklin County Aries, Delaware County Aries, and the Delaware Amateur Radio Association, and the American Radio Relay League, all amateur radio operators are invited, and the public is also invited, to the open house and centennial celebration. In addition to operational demonstrations of cutting-edge science and technology of amateur radio today, historic artifacts of interest will also be available, and special permission has been received to use the Scouts National Club call sign, KB2SA/8, for the event. Registration for Scouts opens at 8:30 a.m. Pre-registration is encouraged, and events are scheduled from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The registration fee is $25. For more information, visit Camp Lazarus Centennial Celebration, CampLazarusUpcomingEvent.com, on the web. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. I mentioned the ARRL field day a bit ago. However, it is never too early to start preparing. In fact, there are some clubs that start preparing right after the end of field day for the next year. I had previously discussed AMSAT field day. For those interested in satellites, this is a really fun time.